fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The westbound stage clattered along the dusty trail through Lone Rock Gap. There were no passengers on that trip. The swaying coach was filled instead with heavy sacks of mail and boxes of freight. The guard and driver on their high seat were completely relaxed. They didn't know that death was waiting just beyond the bend. They had no time to prepare for the attack. The mounted outlaws gave no warning. They struck as soon as the lumbering coach came into view.
Get him!
Let him have it!
Make sure of him! Grab the lead horses! Grab him, Joe! Bring him down! Get him, Joe!
Move!
That's it! Hold him, Joe! Hang on to the reins!
Come on, Pete. We'll make sure the guard and driver are done for.
Keep him covered, Steve. I'll climb up and have a look.
Make it fast. I don't want to waste no more time than I have to.
We don't have to worry about the guard. He's finished.
How about the driver?
Just a minute.
We dead?
Complete.
All right, then. Climb down from there and help me find which of the boxes has the cash. The sooner we get away from here, the better.
It was hours later when the sheriff stood at the bar of the Canyon City Cafe.
And you've been out with a posse ever since the horse brought the stage into town, huh, Sheriff?
Yep, ever since. I might have given up hours ago for all the good our searching did.
Couldn't follow the trail, huh?
Nope, lost her on hard ground.
Dagnabbit, Sheriff, something's bothering you.
Yeah, something is. It's Bill Anderson.
Bill Anderson's in the calaboose over in the flats. What about him?
Well, he's there because they sent him there.
What of it?
Well, the last time the stage was held up, it looked as if Bill was to blame. Now, doggone it, I got doubts about it.
Sheriff, I tried to tell you at the time that Bill wasn't the type to turn murderer and highwayman.
Yeah, I know he did, Steve. You and Bill were close friends.
Yep.
You always were kind of stuck on Bill's sister Susie, weren't you, Steve?
Still am. That's why
Why what?
Well, I guess I better not say anything.
Steve, you got something to tell me. What is it?
Oh, I can't do it, Sheriff. Even if Susie won't listen to marriage talk, I gotta be loyal to Bill. After all, maybe he's innocent. You said there was three thieves on this job.
He couldn't have done today's job if he was in jail at the flats.
I...
Steve, what do you got to say?
Well, I reckon you'd find out sooner or later anyway. If Bill is guilty, I reckon he should be punished.
How can he be if he's in jail?
He ain't.
Steve, you mean to say Bill Anderson ain't in jail?
He broke out last night.
Creepy. Listen, Steve, you sure of that?
Sheriff, you hurt my arm.
How'd you know Bill got loose?
I went over to the flats this morning to visit him, like I do every few weeks.
Then he's the man I want. By thunder, he's got some questions to answer. I've got something to work on. I know who to look for.
His sister Susie's living with Widow Martin, ain't she?
Yes, and the chances are that Bill will try to see her. He and Susie were mighty fond of each other. Steve.
Yeah?
I got another idea.
What's that?
Your farm's right next to the widow's place. Bill knows your farm real well.
Sure he does. He's been there often enough.
He might try to hide out there so he'd be close to his sister Susie.
Yeah, he might at that. Gosh, I sure hate to think of Bill Anderson as a crook. I was never convinced of it when he was sent to jail.
How do you feel about him now?
If he's turned killer, he needn't look to me for help.
Good. And I'll count on you to help me. If you see any sign of him, you let me know.
I sure will.
If he's found guilty of this holdup, there won't be no jail term. He'll hang.
Bill Anderson waited in a small shed that had been used as a line camp at the edge of Steve Logan's ranch. Months in jail had made Bill pale and sullen. His few hours of freedom as a hunted man, an escaped criminal, had made him nervous and apprehensive in his hiding place. Every sense was strained to catch the first sign of anyone approaching. When he heard the hoofbeats of horses, he leaped to the dust-filmed window.
Maybe that'll be Steve. Masked man.
Bill saw a tall masked man and an Indian riding directly toward his hideout. Bill thought the masked man was an outlaw, a man who, like himself, was hiding from the law. He didn't know that the rider of the Great White Stallion was the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
easy.
Oh, tracks near shack.
Steady, big fella. Yes, Toto. That may be where Bill Anderson's in hiding.
There's someone there. Me see face at window for a minute.
Stand out, so he can't cover both of us at the same time. You take the rear of the shack. I'll approach the door. Are you in there, Anderson? Anderson, I want to talk to you.
You keep away from here. Go on clear or I'll shoot.
Without knowing what I want of you? I doubt it.
Leave me alone. Go away. I'll see you here.
Steady, Bill.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want a fair deal for you.
Who's that Indian rode up with you?
His name's Tonto. He just brought word from town. Steve is on his way here.
He sent you here?
No.
How'd you know I was here?
I've been following your tracks from the time you broke out of jail last night. Steve Logan helped you escape, didn't he?
I got nothing to say.
Didn't he leave you a gun to defend yourself?
If he had, you wouldn't be in here.
Bill, didn't you know there was a stage holdup this morning?
There was?
I didn't think you knew it. Well, two men were killed. The guard and the driver.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
No, but your friend did.
Who?
Steve Logan.
Don't believe it.
You would believe it if you saw how the hoof marks of the horses matched the tracks of the men who took you out of jail and brought you here. Bill, the law thinks you robbed that stage.
Well, I didn't. No one can prove I did.
You were found guilty of one robbery. Well, this time you'll be tried for a double murder. If you're caught.
Who are you anyway? Why are you here?
I came to get you.
That's what I thought. Well, I won't be taken alive.
I'll prove you're mistaken. Come on.
Let me go.
Stop fighting me, you young fool. You've got to help me identify the killers.
Let me give him.
I can handle him, Tonto. Bring the horses up to the door.
You just think you can handle me.
Bill, listen to me. I've got to get you away from here before Steve comes. If you keep fighting, I'll have to knock you out.
He ain't going
to
take me.
I'm sorry, Bill. Oh. I didn't make it any harder than necessary. Crazy young wildcat.
Let me pick him on Scout.
Yes, Tonto. I'll toss him across Scout's back.
We got him.
All right, take him to camp. I'll meet you there.
Get him up, Scout.
Easy. Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Two men approached the shack soon after the Lone Ranger and Tonto left with the unconscious form of Bill Anderson. One of the men was Logan himself, the other one of his pals. thieves signaled a halt a few yards from the shack.
Oh, why are we stopping here, Steve?
Get off that horse and I'll tell you.
All right.
Now listen, we've got to drill Bill Anderson.
Without giving him a chance?
That's too bad, but that's how it's got to be. We'll drill him, then take him to the sheriff and say we shot him when he tried to run away. That straight?
I don't like it, but if that's how it's got to be, we got no choice. You're the boss.
I've got things all set. When the sheriff checks up on a few things, there'll be no doubt about Bill's guilt. The law will be satisfied. We'll be in the clear.
Not all the way in the clear.
No?
Steve, there's tracks of three horses at the scene of the robbery. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We got to find two more critters to share the blame with Bill.
Yeah. Well, we'll tend to that later. Come on. Got your gun handy?
Want me to be the one that fires the shot?
Yeah. Hey, door's wide open.
I don't see no sign of Anderson in there.
If that fool's run away...
Sure ain't here.
This is a fine kettle of fish.
Confound it, Steve. Maybe he suspects something. We should have roped him.
You dumb jughead. How could we have roped him and make him believe we were his friends?
He'd have still been here.
I know where we'll find him. Chances are he's gone to see his sister Susie over at the Widow Martin's. Come on, we'll go there.
Steve and Pete were not the only ones. The sheriff was also riding toward the home of Widow Martin, where Susie Anderson was staying. Susie was a high-spirited girl, a couple of years younger than Bill. She resented interference in her personal affairs. She was particularly annoyed when the white-haired old lady, Widow Martin, questioned her.
You did leave this house last night, didn't you, Susie?
I don't have to answer that, Mrs. Martin, and I'm not going to.
No, Susie, it's just that I want to be sure nothing happens to you.
Nothing will happen to me.
Oh, I'm so afraid that sooner or later you'll listen to that smooth-talking Steve Logan.
Hmm.
He may be a friend of your brother, honey, but he's no good.
You needn't worry about that snake-eyed lizard.
Early, Miss Martin.
Sheriff.
Mind if I step in for a minute?
Oh, you're already in, aren't you?
I just wanted a few words with Susie.
Make them as few as possible.
Did you hear about the stage robbery this morning?
What about it?
You knew Bill got out of jail last night, didn't you?
Why come to me about that? I wasn't the one that was guarding him.
Susie, the cash that was stolen from this latest robbery was the same as was taken by your brother Bill. New phone money.
Bill didn't steal it. He wasn't guilty the first time, and he's not guilty now.
This time it remains to be proved. But as far as the first time is concerned, Bill was found guilty. The only trouble is we never got the stolen cash.
Simply because Bill never had it.
Susie, did you get a message a few days ago?
What sort of message?
Didn't you get word that you were to put Bill's cash into a secret hiding place the two of you know about? Susie, there's a few honest men in town. One of them knew about that message from Bill. He told me all about it.
I've got nothing to say.
Miss Martin, what time last night did Susie leave this house?
No.
You'll be quiet. Go ahead, Miss Martin, answer me.
Well,
Don't tell him.
So, you admit leaving the house?
I didn't admit anything.
Just tell me one thing, Mrs. Martin. Was it before or after 10?
It was just about 10 o'clock.
Then you did leave the house. You took the cash from Bill's last robbery and put it in hiding place.
It wasn't cash from a robbery. It wasn't, I tell you, it wasn't. It was the money Bill had saved up. Sheriff, you've got to believe me. Bill's no thief. He never was a thief. Don't look at me that way. My brother Bill is on the level. Isn't there anyone that'll believe me?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. When Steve Logan learned that Bill Anderson had left his hiding place in the shack on Logan's ranch, he decided that the escaped prisoner had gone to see his sister Susie, who lived with Widow Martin. With Pete at his side, Steve headed for the Martin home.
Hey, Steve, that looks like the sheriff's horse in front of the Martin house.
Yeah, so it is. I guess he must have figured the same as we did, that Bill would go to see his sister Susie.
I sure hope the sheriff don't get Bill alive. Bill denies sending any message to Susie, it won't be so good.
Let him deny everything he wants to. You take his word. I've got something here that'll make an airtight case against him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the sheriff's horse all right enough.
Yeah, I can see him in the house. Door's wide open. Just leave your horse at ground hitch.
That's Susie. Come on inside.
No matter what I say, it's the wrong thing.
Howdy, Steve.
Hi there, Sheriff.
You, Steve Logan. You and that good-for-nothing friend of yours, you ain't welcome in my house.
Just a minute, Mrs. Martin. Did you learn anything, Steve?
Reckon we did, Sheriff. I searched my place, like you said, and found that Bill Anderson had been hiding out in an old shack there.
Oh. Where's he now?
He got away. But he's the one that stuck up the stage, all right. I found this.
New folding money.
Yep, he overlooked these bills. I found them hid in one of his discarded boots. He must have forgot it.
By ginger.
Steve Logan, you're a lying coyote. Bill didn't rob that stage. Why are you putting the blame on him after helping him to get free?
Me helping him? Well, that's a good one.
You did so. It was one of your own friends that brought me that note from Bill.
Steve, did you help Bill break jail?
Of course not, Sheriff. Joe told me that he met Bill last night, and Bill asked him to deliver a message. Poor Joe was mighty upset about it when he heard about the stage robbery this morning. I told him he'd better speak to you about the note.
Wait. Steve Logan, you're the stage robber.
Oh, Susie.
You are. You must be, or you wouldn't have folding money from that robbery.
Oh, Susie, honey.
That's a loco idea. Steve is with me and Joe all morning.
Then the three of you weighing on it.
Sheriff, why don't you look in the hollow tree where Bill and Susie used to hide things for each other when they were kids?
Hollow tree? Is that the hiding place?
All right, Sheriff. Steve was Bill's trusted friend. That's how he knew about the hollow tree. As long as he's told you, I'll show you where it is.
It's about time.
Get your horses and follow me.
Tonto was in a small grove not far from the Logan line fence. As he saw four riders approach, he drew back out of sight. Susie reined up with the sheriff, Steve, and Pete close behind her. The girl dismounted and moved to the gnarled trunk of an old tree.
That's where I put Bill's savings, just as his note told me to. If Bill hasn't gotten the money, it'll still be there.
Here, send back. I'll do the looking.
Is there anything there?
Yeah, I got a hold of something. Here it is. Oh. This doesn't look to me like old money.
Brand new.
Never even been folded. It's just like it come from the stage.
That's not the cash I put there. Someone's changed it.
This just about clinches the case against me.
Oh, no.
Quiet,
no.
Susie. Steve, you and your men keep watch around your place. Bill might go back there.
Right.
I'll have your deputy keep an eye on this hollow tree. And I'll keep watch at the widow's place in case he tries to see his sister. Sooner or later, he'll show up at one place or the other.
Tonto watched from his place of concealment until the small group had broken up and ridden away. Then he leaped to the back of his horse and raced to a nearby camp where he joined the Lone Ranger and Bill Anderson, whose hands were tightly bound. When the Indian told what he'd seen and heard, Bill's face was livid with fury.
Why, that dirty, scheming, double-crossing polecat.
He struggled against the ropes that held him.
I think he poses my friend. What a double-twisted crook. Chances are he was the one who robbed the first stage as well as the second. And I went to jail for it.
Steady, Bill.
Well, steady my eye. Take these ropes off. Give me a gun, I'll square things.
By shooting Steve Logan?
You're doggone right.
That won't help. You'd hang for murder.
I'd probably hang anyway. All I want's a chance to deal with Logan. I'll fix him so he won't frame anyone else.
We've got to do more than that.
More?
Yes, we've got to do a lot more. We've got to clear your name. We've got to find the stolen money. We've got to have proof that Logan plotted against you. And proof to convict the men who committed murder.
Fat chance.
Bill, listen to me. Steve planted some of the stolen money in that hollow tree to frame you.
I heard what the Indian said.
He planted more of the stolen money in some boots you left in his shack.
Sure he did. He did all he could to frame me.
There's a lot of money that hasn't turned up. Now, if you'll do your part, I think we can find that cash. We may be able to do everything I said.
My part? What's my part?
It may prove to be the hardest thing you've ever done.
What do you want me to do? What can I do with my hands tied?
Cut his ropes, Tonto.
Tell me what I can do. I'll do anything.
Hands free now. You robberies.
Give me a gun.
You'll not need a gun. You're going to call on Logan, unarmed.
Call on Logan? Well, that's what I wanted to do. Just give me a gun.
You're going to call on him as a friend.
Friend? After what he's done to me? How can I act friendly?
I warned you, Bill. Your part won't be easy. Now, here's what you're to do.
It was dusk when the Lone Ranger finished outlining his plan. Then Silver's saddle was tossed on the back of the big white stallion. While he cinched up, the masked man gave final instructions.
Now, Tonto will take you close to the Logan Ranch. You'll walk the rest of the way.
I'd walk on hot coals in my bare feet to get Logan.
Steady there, Silver. Easy, fella. There. Ready, Tonto?
You ready?
Get up there with Tonto.
Right. I'm all set.
On your way, then.
Get up, Scout.
Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Mighty Silver carried the masked man through the gathering darkness at breakneck speed. Night had fallen when the Lone Ranger reined up at Widow Martin's house.
Oh, Silver, oh, my, oh.
The door of the house flew open. Susie raced out with the sheriff close behind her.
Get away. Get away from here, Bill.
Come back here. Susie, get back to the house.
It's a trap. Ride for your life. Hurry.
Make a move and I'll shoot you.
Well, are you...
Steady.
You're not my brother.
Thought you'd warn him, Miss Susie. Well, I...
Better put the gun down, Sheriff.
He's masked.
What's this mean? You're not Bill Anderson.
We don't even look alike, Sheriff.
Who are you? What are you doing here? What's that mask for?
I came to get you.
You came to get me? Well, of all the nerve...
I'll just dismount and tell you why.
You get your hands up and keep them there. I aim to see who's back of that mask.
I can't talk while you're waving that gun around. Are you going to put it down?
Not by a jugful.
At him, Silver!
Look out!
That does it. Steady, boy. Steady, Silver. Back now.
Dad, where did that horse shoot me off balance?
I'll just keep your gun for a few minutes. Now, Sheriff, listen to me.
Pete and Joe were in Steve Logan's house. The three highwaymen felt good about the success of their plans to fix the blame for the robbery on Bill.
We haven't got a thing to worry about, boys. Not a thing.
You sure fixed it for Bill to take the blame.
Who's that?
Take it easy, Pete. Don't act so scared. Who's there?
It's Steve. It's Bill. Let me in. Oh,
he's come back.
Keep still till we see if he knows anything. Bill.
Steve, I had to see you. Let me in for a minute.
Sure thing. Well, you know Joe and Pete here. They were with me last night.
Yeah, sure thing. Hi, boys.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
You seen your sister?
I didn't dare to go near the widow's house. I was afraid the law might be watching.
Where you been?
I cleared out of the shack. I didn't want to be found on Steve's ranch. It'd make trouble for you, Steve.
Make any headway toward finding the critters that committed the crime that sent you to jail?
Oh, I haven't had much chance. Hey, look, Steve, I hate to ask you to do any more for me, but I got to stay in hiding until the search dies down.
Sure thing. I understand, Bill. What do you need?
A horse and a gun. I need some grub, too. I don't dare buy anything at a store.
I'll fix you up.
Oh, will you? Gosh, Steve, that's swell of you. You're a real friend.
Yes, sir. You sure can count on Steve to fix things for you. Yes, sir, every time.
You stay here. Joe will stay with you. Pete and I will go out to the barn and get a horse ready. You'll find food and guns and everything else you need in the saddlebags.
Oh, great.
Come on, Pete.
Right. You don't suspect a thing.
Why should he? All he knows is that we helped him bust out of jail.
You gonna let him get away?
Sure, for a few minutes. Here's a barn. We'll start after him after he's gone a little way. Light that lantern, will you, Pete?
Yeah. Why not shoot him right now?
It'll be better to say we heard him stealing one of my horses and took after him. When he's found dead, he'll have more of the stolen cash with him. Set the light down right there and grab those saddlebags.
You're going to give more of the money away?
We've got to do it. The law would think it funny if he'd been traveling without cash.
What about these saddlebags?
Bring them over here. We'll fill them with food and some of the money. Then we'll saddle a horse and send Bill on his way to die. Hold the lantern close to the floor. I got to get a board up to get the cash.
I'll set her down here.
I'll have this floor board up in no time. There we are.
Don't waste any more than you have to. We already used a couple of $100 planting it in the boots and the hollow tree.
I wouldn't call it wasted, Pete.
You're going to give him all that?
Got to make it look convincing. Here, hold it. I'll put this board...
Leave the floor open.
Huh? Anderson, you were to stay inside.
Shut up, you crook. I'm wise to you. Aiming to plant more stolen money on me, huh?
Oh. So you're wise, huh? Well, that's good. It'd be a shame if you had to die without being wise.
You robbed both those stages. You and Pete and Joe. You frame me for the job.
Yeah. Now I'll do more than frame you.
Oh, the door.
Leave that gun alone.
Get him. Get him, Pete.
I'll get him.
Hold it. Keep that gun hand frozen. I'll do more than just fan you with the next shot.
Oh, this is new money. This is the kind I'm supposed to have stolen.
Leave it right there, Bill.
The sheriff.
All right, lad. I heard enough to clear you.
Oh, wait. Wait, Sheriff. You can't accuse me. He hid the cash in my...
David. I had two deputies along to hear all you and Pete said.
Kimasabi. Me got fella in house tied up.
Good work, Toto.
The masked man figured you wouldn't miss the chance to make the frame a little tight, Steve. Looks like he was right.
I should have shot you as soon as you came to the house.
Yeah, Steve. You missed your chance.
If you'd tried a shot at that time, the knife that Indian is wearing would have landed in your arm.
His cash will tie you up to both holdups, Logan. That means you and your pals will face a murder charge.
Not me. No, I didn't shoot those stage men. Joe and Steve done the shooting.
Save that for the judge and jury. All three of you slated to hang. It is for you, Bill.
Got to go back to jail?
Only until the formalities are taken care of. You won't be there more than a couple of days, and you'll be in the clear. But I won't be able to take you back until I've thrown these killers in the calaboose. Maybe you have time to see your sister Susie.
Gosh, Sheriff, I sure want to thank you.
Thank the masked man, Bill.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.